Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is What's On Your Mind, Wednesday edition, 3rd of August. Todd Mitchell joins us. Scotty's under the weather today. He's got little issues. Yeah, his voice was kind of thrashed, as I think kind of all of us are having that summertime allergy deal going on or whatever.
No kidding.
He didn't have much of a voice today. So, Mitchell in the morning, Todd Mitchell, and Kevin Flynn here filling in. The sidekicks, if you will. That's who we are. This is the sidekicks. It's the sidekick show today.
Hey, I gotta fix this. I goofed up something on Cave Fire. I gotta fix. Just take a second.
Okay.
Happy Kathy Schulte in her early 50s. Happy birthday. I missed that text. I'm so sorry. But now I got you in even more radio stations. So
happy birthday,
even more
Kathy.
People know. And by the way, the sheriff's office is trying to call me. It's right by Duluth. I haven't been there in 9 years, so.
I think you're probably good.
Whatever I did, it was 6 years ago, and the statute of limitations has to run out by now.
Yeah, so. You'd think you'd be good by now. welcome to What's On Your Mind. We're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. It's home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. They have great lunch specials across the neighborhood. Scott talks about them every day. I tell you what, and if you get into a great lunch special and you think, geez, I don't know if I'm in the mood for Swedish meatballs or that great mac and cheese, or go with a 4 for $4. This is the literal inflation-busting deal. If you've been to any place to have lunch where you have to hit, you know, or it's where it's quick, you know, say fast, okay? 4 for $4 is a personal pan pizza. You pick it. 2 cookies, 20-ounce soda, those 4 items, $4 all day, every day. $4. $4. That's $4. Yeah. That's
you can barely buy a gallon of gas for that.
I am just saying. That is a killer deal at all PetroServe locations, helping
absolutely.
America fuel better. PetroServeUSA.com. They are hiring at most all locations as well. Looking for great qualified people. PetroServeUSA. Appreciate it.
Oh, you said qualified. I guess I won't bother.
Yeah, well. So there you go.
I was thinking about it for a moment there. But.
We have a lot of time today. Bottom of this hour, we're going to talk to the North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction, the main gal for the schools, Kristen Baszler, about this CRT, this creation of the 6732. Apparently, it's an administrative code. They're trying to work this into North Dakota schools, I guess. But we'll get the details on that. Again, I live in Minnesota. I have my own.
And there's a North Dakota state
daily.
Legislature said no to doing that. So what are they trying to do?
Yeah, we'll find out. See what she says. We were going to be chatting with the Governor Doug Burgum. Governor Burgum had an issue in his family. Apparently, he a death in his extended family. He's unable to attend today. So thoughts and prayers with him, his wife Catherine, whose father Maynard passed away on Tuesday. So Catherine's father. That's no, it's not really extended family. That's his father-in-law. So
yeah,
he's out today. So, but the governor will be on.
Don't want to keep a distance from the son-in-law. You know, I remember
he'll be on.
My ex-son-in-law. I want to keep a big distance from him.
I was kind of looking forward. You know, we've had a lot of conversation on this show about this Fufang, this China thing in Grand Forks by the Air Force Base. Was it a corn milling plant or something? A corn milling plant, and it, you know, and I see all the texts and the emails and stuff, and that. Burgum, and again, he's not my governor, but you're in the state of North Dakota. He's apparently a fan of this. So I was going to ask him about that, but we can ask him next time he's on the show. I just don't think that when you ask, and you can weigh in on this, please do, 800-228-0550. It's the number, 800-228-0550. You can shoot us an email, studio@flagfamily.com is where I would get it here, or a text, 701-237-1590. Why? Why? And I'm a big question everything guy. So why would the Chinese government, you know, what we can say the CCP or agents of them, want to not only open a corn milling plant near an Air Force base? Why would they want to be near Luke Air Force Base with farm and property? And then, you know, you look at China's reach, you know, they're in Australia, they're in both ends of the Panama Canal, they own all kind of, you know, they have ownership interests in ports here in this country. But why would they want that? Just business? Let's go specifically to farmland. Why would they want farmland in this country? And the obvious answer would maybe be to present itself to be, well, you know, they need to feed their people. They need to, you know, grow the crops here, put them on a boat, ship them back over there so they can feed their people. That would seem like the logical go-to answer, right? Well, they don't need to, really. I mean, if you zoom in and look at any part of China, it's nothing but farming. There's farmland everywhere. They don't have enough. They have population control there. They limit the amount of children couples can have. There's all kinds of horror stories about population control in China. So, yeah, I just don't see why, or, you know, you would need the crops or the bounty from that land. So why else? If you don't really need that, they might tell you they do. But, you know, by the time they put it in, grow it, harvest it, take it out, ship it back over there, is it really worth the effort? So then why? Well, they want to do this next to Luke Air Force Base. They want to, Huawei has surrounded a bunch of missile silos in Montana with these 5G towers that can interfere with communications. Luke Air Force Base, Grand Forks Air Force Base. They kind of strategically seems like they're purchasing this stuff. And
it's not a good optic, is it? I mean, just
no.
Why do we want to? I mean, even if we, there's nothing to worry about here. Well, they just don't do it.
Right. So that's my first question: is just why? Why would China want to do that? Why would they want to? The other one is, you know, when it comes to the southern border, Greg Abbott, God bless him, is sending busloads and plane loads to Washington, D.C. of these illegal migrants that are coming across the border and in our country illegally, and he's sending them to D.C. And Muriel Bowser, of course, the mayor of D.C., thinks that's just crazy. How dare he? And these governors need to get a grip, and these governors need to, these Republican governors, they shouldn't be doing that. Well, why? Why is the border still open? They say it's closed. They say it's secure. They say they have operational control, but they don't. So why? Why not do something? Why is it to change the demographic, the voting demographic for the Democratic Party? That's what some would have you believe. Or, you know, maybe it is. Maybe they think if they strategically put these people in those districts or wherever, that they will somehow translate into votes for their party. Now, I don't know that if you listen to, you know, strong conservative Hispanics, any person of color, that they're really going to buy that. And the other thing I have for your review, and I want to know what you think about, is that is life that much better here for them now? You know, and we've got these NGOs, these non-government agencies, these organizations, Lutheran Social Services, on down the list, you know, their money isn't endless. So the shelters are you know, full in D.C. and New York. The shelters are way, way over full in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and California. And I just, you know, why? It's like, okay, is life that much better here for them? They can't work legally. The government handouts are clearly going to end at some point, and now, well, okay, you may have only had a hut or whatever where you came from, and life wasn't that good. But is it any better here? You know, is that the way to achieve the American dream? I don't think so. So, thoughts? Need them? 800-228-0550. You can text us 701-237-1590 is the text line. Super easy to do that. And let's see here. Got a text in. To hack our missiles in Minot via the Air Force Base to spy on state-of-the-art technology. They'll be shipping illegals here as well. It's a text in. That's the thing. With this Huawei thing, did you see this thing, Todd, about the Huawei 5G towers in Montana?
No.
And apparently, they've been strategically, a number of them have been, I don't want to go Alex Jones on here, but I mean, it seems seems to be a bit of a strategy involved here. And and apparently, the 5G towers can interfere with, with communications. I just don't want them here. I just don't need them here. All right, so we got some callers in. Let's Dana and Judd is on. We got Jack and Bismarck and Kevin and Fergus Falls. You're up first. We'll get to you after the break on what's on your mind, and we will do that coming up next. 800-228-0550. Kevin and Todd hanging out. The Sidekick Show today. Scotty's under the weather on what's on your mind. Be right back.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
To what's on your mind, 20 past the hour, Kirsten Baszler, North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction, going to be on here at the bottom of the hour, just after the bottom of the hour break, talking about education in North Dakota and this CRT nonsense that seems to be purveying its way into certain districts, and apparently North Dakota isn't immune to that. But We'll get the details on that. Todd, you have a better lens on that than I do, being in Bismarck and North Dakota resident. What was the deal with the 6732? It's an administrative code. Is that somehow going to let the CRT folks in?
That's just it. It's kind of the the optic is it's a backdoor way in to getting it taught. I'll tell you what, we'll put it into code, and then it's just kind of part of code, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, no, you guys, that's the optic, and I'd be happy to be told otherwise from Kirsten Baszler here coming up in about 12 minutes, 11 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the optic, and that's the, in lieu of any other information coming down, that's the optic everybody's left with was, this is just looking like a backdoor way in to getting CRT
right.
in.
Why
if it's not, tell us why, but shoot straight, you know?
Exactly.
And that doesn't...
What is wrong with just putting your argument out there? Yeah.
And maybe Ms. Baszler will have everything said straight for us in 10, 15 minutes. I don't know. I have no idea. But all you have is the little newspaper column that says, well, Gregory's theory and, you know, number dash number.
Right.
It's legalese. It's like, okay, wait a minute. It looks underhanded.
So, well, I just don't understand why people can't present the idea, present a policy, and forward and say, this is what we want to do and live on the merits of the, you got to backdoor this stuff. You got to, you know, this whole, it's like, and it, at every level, it's just state your case as best you can, make your argument, and if you lose, you lose. But stop with the backdoor, it's just unbelievable how much is going on everywhere. Let's see, a couple of texts in here. Recent passed abortion vote in Kansas. Is this confusing legalese or something else? I saw that. I don't know. I haven't read enough about it, what they're doing in Kansas, but apparently they blocked it. They'll rename CRT and sneak it in. That's what they do. Another text, would you eat the products from that plant that the Chinese, I'm assuming that's what the corn milling thing that they want to do. I just don't want to have to deal with it in the first place. Why did we even start selling American soil to European entities? That's a great question. To hack our missiles, we read that one. Regarding Chinese equipment, check out the Glenn Beck video regarding this. It's beyond eye-opening. By the way, our FBI has known this for years. Another text, I have the same national security concerns about Fufang, but focusing on this is ignoring a much bigger issue. Everything we buy comes from China. Phones, pharmaceuticals, safety equipment, American companies offshore to China, and they steal every one of our technologies. That's a fact. That's a fact. They, you know, we went through that. I had no idea the amount of medical equipment and things, and especially the ones that it's made in China or built there, and then it comes here and they somehow slap their name on an American company on it and it's not made in China anymore. So, yeah, that's accurate. Not only do they control a great percentage of our need in China, now we bring it to this land deal. It's crazy. And don't forget the ship ports they control. Huge mistakes. Port of Los Angeles, I do believe. Either that or the Port of Long Beach. They have a controlling interest in it.
Nothing going wrong there these days, right?
Yep. Two more texts. I love it that the illegal immigrants are shipped to D.C. I doubt it would create any solution for Joe's people, though. And I love the Todd and Kevin show. It's going to be a great show today. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
It's always the Todd and Kevin show. We're just usually kind of in the background as Scott's doing his show.
The sidekick show today. Well, thank you. But appreciate the texts. Texas 701-237-1590. Let's get to some calls. Where is the call deal here? It's that screen. Okay, Kevin's in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Kev, by the way, I think we're going to... Walls and Dr. Jensen are debating at Farm Fest today at the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to try and dip into some of that and see if we can catch Walls not having an answer or anything to say when Scott Jensen brings up a few things.
If not, we'll see how it goes tomorrow.
Kev, what's on your mind? What's up, buddy?
Gosh, the texter caught my thoughts with welcome to the Todd and Kevin show, and I go, I just enjoy you two guys together.
Aww.
Beside the point, We have horses in the race, and you just named it right there just before. I mean, like, what are you reading my mind?
Yeah, probably, right?
I'm going to make one last comment. Scott was definitely right on the soapbox. It is your show. You can screen as you feel. Not everybody has the right to say exactly, you know, what you heard it yesterday. Scott was doing to those characters. Yeah. And it, you know what? If we want our own soapbox, we'll have to start our own radio program or podcast. But just encourage Scott. He handled it fine.
I will. I will. Thanks, Kev. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Yep. Bye.
You know, about that, there's the conversation
that guarantees you the right to speech. It does not obligate me to give you the medium with which you do it.
Well, it's they've always said, well, my show, my air, my show. And I think Scott's, I love Scott. I've known Scott for decades. I mean, I've known him for years and years and years. And when I hear people say that, or your boy, or he's in someone's pocket, I can promise you that he's not. He does have, and he does cultivate, great relationships with a lot of people. He has a relationship with Kevin Cramer. He has a relationship with John Holman. He has relationships with, which may, on occasion, may cause him to, not be the down the middle, have no interest in any of it, conversations with these folks.
But that's why we provide listener time. That's why we open the lines and then you go ahead and call it and throw the dagger. Yeah. Go for it.
Right. Exactly. And he won't. But I think it's because of those relationships you have access to your senators and your congressman in North Dakota. I wish I had in Minnesota. There isn't anyone in Minnesota media that has any kind of relationship unless it's NPR with Amy Klobuchar. I promise you that. And Tina Smith is completely MIA. You can't get Tina. Ask our producer. We can't get Tina Smith to return a phone call or an email. Nothing. So, I know it may not be exactly how you think, and I get it. I get the frustrations with Kevin Cramer. He's not my senator. I know him. We're not friends. I know him. But I get the calm demeanor, I think, is what sometimes frustrates people that have a lot of fight in them. You know what I'm saying? It's because he's very level-headed, and he's very... very tactical, and he's very strategic about how
he
thinks. You've
got to be in control of your emotions, though. You can't.
You do.
Well,
and I don't think,
people like me do. That's why
you talk about, how to navigate the U.S. Senate. I mean, where do you start? I don't know. And I think it's unwarranted. I get the perception.
If you're in the House or the Senate, you just go crazy after a while?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I couldn't help myself, but
my head would explode. All right. Dana's in Judd. Dana, hang on just a second. I want to get to you. He says, why China wants North Dakota farmland? I want to talk to Dana. And then Alan is in Michigan, it looks like. All from Michigan.
Really?
Must be listening on the stream. Solution to the immigration problem. We'll get to you guys coming up. 800-228-0550. And we're going to talk to North Dakota Superintendent of Education, Kirsten Basler, coming up next as well on What's on Your Mind.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Spring Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better, but there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, or Spargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Lawyers for the media outlet Gateway Pundit have filed a legal motion seeking to publicly release the names of the clients of Jeffrey Epstein. The who's who of illicit clients was heavily discussed during the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. Since being found guilty, she is serving time in a cushy minimum security prison in Florida. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt won the state's GOP Senate primary on Tuesday, beating out a 21-candidate field to replace exiting Senator Roy Blunt.
Tonight, the Republican voters of Missouri have spoken, and I am honored
In other primaries Tuesday, Kansas voters decided to keep abortion rights. Tudor Dixon won Michigan's GOP primary to take on Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Thursday, Tennessee goes to the primary polls, as the midterm elections are in November. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thanks for being here. Welcome back. So what's on your mind? Scotty, a little under the weather with the voice today. Hopefully back tomorrow. Kevin and Todd hanging out at the Sidekick Show today. Glad to be here. 9:32. 32 pass. We've got Kirsten Basler standing by. We're going to talk to North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction coming up in a minute. Hey, did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touching every corner of North Dakota? Yes, it's a fact. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities online at ndpetroleum.org. Also brought to you by our friends at Pocklich. You know, Pocklich specializes in those one-owner Mac Daddy beautiful trades that they get in, and they got another one. Now, you might be looking for a pickup. Listen up if you're looking for a pickup there, mister or miss. Single owner. 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ, so it's the LTZ package. It's got the 5.3, the Ecotec V8, only 11,068 miles on it. Barely broken in. How do they get these? And yeah, it seems like they get them like more than one every week. A lot of dealerships are just looking for one a month. It's awesome. Exterior is that Summit white. Jet black, the leather-appointed front seat trim, the just beautiful backup camera, parking sensors, the tow package assist. This thing is loaded. Okay, you need to see it in person. 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ was $48,500, now $47,500. They knocked a grand off. If you tell them you heard about it here and what's on your mind. At Pucklich, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. Pucklich Valley City, 2020. Chevy Silverado, 47.5, 11,068 miles on it. That's crazy. 9:34, and North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kirsten Basler, back on the program. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell. Kirsten, how are you? Welcome back.
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
We're good. We're good. I guess we're talking, and I'm a Minnesota resident. I said Todd's going to kind of lead on this one, but is this an attempt to what's going on with the CRT thing?
Let me set this for somebody who's not familiar
too,
with
Todd, yeah.
There's a meeting coming up Thursday, September 8th, 9:30 a.m. Peace Garden Room, State Capitol. North Department of Public Instruction will hold a public hearing to address proposed changes to, and among other things, the creation of 67-32 critical race theory. Kirsten Basler, Superintendent, North Dakota Public Department of Public Instruction. What is going on?
So during the special session, the legislature, the policymakers, the lawmakers of our state created a law that prohibited critical race theory. And it was very clear that the law defines critical race theory as a theory that racism is not merely the product of learned individuals' bias or prejudice, but that racism is systemically embedded in American society and the American legal system to facilitate racial inequality. So very clear, our lawmakers, those that make policy, outlawed the teaching of critical race theory. During that session, and also included in that law, they said the superintendent of public instruction would adopt rules to govern this section. So essentially, our lawmakers lay out very broad policies, and then they expect agencies to create administrative rules that further detail what school districts, in my case, in my agency, what school districts must do. Lawmakers don't want to put a lot of detail into the Century Code, but they expect the agencies to lay out the processes of implementation. So, for instance, they will talk about school bus reimbursement, and we will have rules about what types of processes school districts must go through in order to collect reimbursement for bus transportation. Same thing for school lunch programs. So, essentially, the original bill was a shall. The legislator said, you shall write these rules. And when the law says shall, we have no choice. This bill said we may write rules. Since the law was very clear and very explicit, we were looking to see if we needed to write rules, if there would be, we thought that the school districts would be able to very clearly interpret what they were expected to do, prohibiting critical race theory. But as it turns out, there were some examples that were brought to the state legislators and to our agency this spring where citizens, families, parents, constituents felt that our schools were not clearly implementing or following the law as the legislature had intended it to be. So at that point, we brought together people who are involved, our school board members, our school administrators, our school teachers. We brought those associations together and said, we need to get clearer about what schools are expected to do in order to implement the law as the legislators had intended. And so this rules process is part of our job as an agency. We can't grab any more power. We all hate it when agencies try to overreach. We can't do anything more than we are expected, than what the law says we can do. But we have set out administrative rules that say explicitly school boards need to draft a very specific, unique policy on what they will do with critical race and how they will implement this law. The rules also require the board to lay out a process for any family to follow if they object to any classroom instruction, if they believe that it is not abiding by the critical race law. It also gives families the right to look over instructional materials. They have that right at any time, but the rules now explicitly tell our school districts that they require the school board to describe exactly the process that families will need to follow to do this. So we ensure that our families don't have a lot of barriers set up in front of them in order to access viewing of the instructional materials. And finally, this is where most of the controversy came this spring. It was in the professional development that teachers were required to participate in. So the final portion of the rule says that the board must make sure that any district-led or district-sponsored teacher professional development complies with the state law banning instruction on critical race theory as the law defines it. So our state agency is giving more specific directions to our locally elected school board members on how to make sure that they are complying with the law that the legislature has passed in November.
Kirsten Beasley, Superintendent, North Dakota Department of Public Instruction, on What's in Your Mind. So the meeting coming up Thursday, September 8th, 9:30 a.m., Peace Garden Room at the State Capitol. If it's a public hearing, what's the format of the meeting expected to be? And if somebody feels like, wait a minute, I really want to push back on this, what's your optic? Because, or what's your comeback to them? Because the optic, as you see the little thing in the newspaper, as normally is, gets printed, doesn't really give context. So maybe we can put some more context to it.
Absolutely. So this is, as I said, it's a very normal procedure. It happens after every session, every regular session and every special session. The legislator says, okay, agencies, fill out, you know, complete this, add more detail. So we've done 10, maybe more, about a dozen administrative rule hearings in the last year and a half since the last session. And essentially what happens is it's a public hearing. We have some changes that are being made to alternative education, so we'll go through those changes. People have the opportunity to submit written comment, but if they want to come and actually speak to alternative education, we have a Learn Everywhere bill. It was a broad bill written by the legislators that said students can get credit for learning anywhere, whether it's a Boy Scout project or on an internship or their summer job. They said, North Department of Public Instruction, you fill in the details on how schools can implement this. So we'll have that hearing that day, and then we'll have the critical race theory administrative rules. And so if they want to come, they come, and we'll open up the hearing. Everyone has the opportunity to speak. All of that information is collected. Any written written feedback is collected. We collect that, and then we will convene the stakeholders again, the people who care and are actually implementing this, get their feedback, and say, these are the suggestions we are given. This is the feedback we are given. We have the opportunity to adjust those administrative rules based on that feedback. We have until October 1st to get it to the Attorney General's office for their review for compliance with North Dakota law. The Attorney General's office has until November 1st to get it back to us, so we can make any adjustments that we need, and we need to get it to Legislative Council by November 1st.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, the soonest a child is going to get taught this, we're months away. This isn't something where there's a meeting Thursday, September 8th, and suddenly on September 9th, kids are bringing home stuff that parents are objecting to. It can't work like that.
Well, I would hope, we expect, honestly, when the legislature makes the law, they expect that their teachers, administrators, and school board members follow that law.
Right.
Nobody should be breaking the law. What we'll have to wait until the legislature has to approve these administrative rules too. And so we get it to the Legislative Council by November 1st. There is a legislative meeting in December. That date has not yet been set, where our legislators actually have to approve this as well. DPI cannot just do this. As I said, we're not a lawmaking agency. Legislators pass the laws, they approve the rules, and we implement. And so the specific process that families can rely on will be going into effect in January. But until then, from this semester, from August until December, that doesn't mean that we aren't expecting our schools to comply with this law. It just sets up a more firm infrastructure for families or concerned citizens to have in place if they are concerned that their school district or school building is not complying with the laws the way the legislature intended.
This committee that you mentioned is, who's on this committee?
It's an interim committee, and so there are members from both the House and the Senate.
Okay.
Kirsten, do you, just a quick last question, we got about 30 seconds. The 50,000 overview, when I look at all of this stuff that, I think back to school, when we went to school, there was the math classes, you had English, you had history, you had social studies and things. Has public instruction in public schools, is it me, or are we a little outside of maybe the purview of what schools should be? It seems with all this extra nonsense, like we're kind of getting away from what, education at its core should be, in my opinion.
Well, there's been probably a 100-year debate on that, about what schools are for. And actually,
right,
in the creation of our North Dakota Constitution, it very specifically calls it out that schools are created to ensure that we have an informed citizenry. So civics education, history, the sciences, obviously, because, and especially the agriculture science is very important. That's why the Ag School was established at NDSU and funded by the state. School of Mines was what it was called at UND. So education has been, two purposes. Yes, to instruct on reading, writing, and arithmetic, but also its core purpose is to ensure that we are a body of citizens that can govern ourselves.
Very good. Kirsten Mazel, we have to leave it there. Superintendent of Public Instruction, State of North Dakota. Thank you.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July auctions include 301 acres in Grant County, 65 acres on a farmstead in Barnes County near Valley City, 156 acres of exceptional cropland in Traverse County, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Steele County, 342 acres of very good cropland in Stutzman County, and 276 acres of cropland in Towner County near Perth, North Dakota, and exceptional farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Me, pour me another drink, 'cause I don't wanna feel a thing no more. Hell no, I just wanna
feel the pain. I think I need that. These conversations about CRT. Just pour me another one. I got nothing. Need to know. What you need to know is that MyPillow's got a deal going on. It's the MyPillow bed sheets. And Mike, you see Mike? He's talking about slippers and. The BOGO deal he's got going, the best thing to do, no matter what you're looking for, be it mattress toppers, sheets, the slippers, the sandals he's got now. The sheets, by the way, are normally about $90. He's got them on sale for $39.98 with the promo code Scott. Really awesome. They are the percale ones. These are different from the Giza sheets. A percale is a weave. Okay, so it's a way that they weave, and they're very cool, great for summer. And their thread count is fantastic. They've got them on sale right now. But if you go to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Square right there, just click on that. And then whatever you do, do your shopping. And just remember the promo code, S-C-O-T-T, Scott. Scott will get you the deals across the website on all of the stuff that Mike offers at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. All right, 10 in front of the top of the hour. A couple of texts to get to here quick, and then we got a couple of calls before we get into the top of the hour break. I talked with Basler's office, and she wouldn't know a CRT was being taught in North Dakota school districts because Ms. Basler doesn't get school district's curriculum. What's the truth on that? Didn't get a chance. She was only available for that short amount of time, but clearly she's aware of what's going on in curriculums now, or at least she better be making herself aware. It's going to our livestock, 100% going to China, as far as we're talking about China owning land. Some interesting texts on that. Governor Burgum is for China buying land in America and building a plant in North Dakota, and then North Dakota voters need to let him know how disgusting that idea is. Immigrants of color are going to be used to manufacture consent to attack our constitutional rights. They are opportunists and will use their victimhood as a battering ram to attack the middle class. Immigration needs to stop now. That's not the only time I've heard that. You ask a lot of whys, Kev. I do. It's all about the money. Money answers most of your questions. Thanks, Tom. I agree. Follow the money and question everything. And it always almost, when you question everything, comes back to the money. I totally agree, bro. I'm a history teacher who just graduated college, not even heard the words critical race theory or its ideas while at university ever. I don't know that it's as big as a thing as we think it is in all parts of the country, but... interesting.
CRT was a big fat computer monitor, and yeah, BLM was the Bureau of Land Management. That's right. How old I am.
Appears the CRT rule is implementing the bill passed during the special session last November, which prohibits instruction related to critical race theory. She brought that up. Not sure if you'll receive this or have seen this from a current article in Forbes. And it's about, it says, according to the White House, a key provision of the order will direct Secretary of Health and Human Services to ensure that Medicaid can be tapped to fund abortions for women who are forced to travel out of state with them. Nothing would surprise me in that debate. It's unbelievable. Let's see. I love the show from this side of the radio. You guys are awesome. Appreciate that. Why are furries allowed in our schools? Education is for children, not someone who thinks they're an animal. Yeah, I think she's been asked that before, and I don't know.
Why
are any of this social, emotional, feeling stuff allowed? Can't we just get back to teaching what kids need to know and leave the rest to mom and dad? It's just a thought.
Some kids don't have a mom and dad that care.
Yeah, have the right to access of this curriculum. But they also, by federal law, have the right to exclude their child from the class or activity. There you go. A lot of text coming in. Let's grab some calls, get these in here. Been waiting a while. Let's see, who do we got? Who's been waiting the longest? That would be John in Bismarck on China buying land in North Dakota. John, what's up, buddy? What's on your mind?
I would call on Governor Burgum as well as the governor in Montana to go ahead and put these Chinese out of business in these two states. There's no reason for them to be around, and they are a threat to our government as well as the Air Force bases that we do have, and there's no reason why he shouldn't do it. He always likes to use his power against the American people. And in regards to the sickness going around.
Yeah.
But he's just holding back on this against the Chinese, and there's no reason why he can't
take
the property away from them.
Yeah, well, just it shouldn't be allowed. I mean, to think that... thanks, John. Have a great day, buddy. You know, to think that China has some kind of kumbaya singing mentality, and they just want to come over and grab some land, grow some crops, you know, help feed their people. It's all good. Don't worry about it. Nothing to see here. Are you out of your mind? I mean, are you out of your mind? You've got to be kidding me. That any sort of rationale that's level-headed about China acquiring land or anything else, there's always an ulterior motive. Always. Alan, are you in Michigan? Am I reading that right, Alan?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Listen online. What's on your mind? What's up?
So I was listening, and you guys were talking about the immigrants that are here. Or we're kind of stuck with them. I was thinking from the work. They can do community service.
Oh, you're saying that's the solution?
I don't know if it's a solution, but it's better than having them sit idle.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Able bodies, all of that. No, totally agree. Yeah, I think we got to go. I know it's like, well, you got a million here now or whatever the number is. How do you get rid of them? I don't know, but I think we got to figure something out because they're gonna go to this pathway to citizenship next, and they're gonna get ID cards and social security numbers, and then you know what?
Let's celebrate America all month long at PetroServe USA. America T-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5 ounce bag $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River 3.25 ounce bag $4.99. The Ghost Energy drinks, 2 for $4, and any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, too. PetroServe USA. Just tell them Scott sent you. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.